Today, the Portland City Council is expected to pass an ordinance to add fluoride to the municipal water system. Anti-fluoridation groups have been outspoken in their opposition to the move, but Mayor Sam Adams and two commissioners have already voiced their support, ensuring a majority on the five-member panel. Tiffany Eckert reports.
Kimberly Kaminsky is director of Clean Water Portland. Her group opposes adding fluoride to city water supplies. Kaminsky says that three commissioners who have voiced their support of fluoridation have refused to meet with her organization for more than a year and a half.
They came out endorsing fluoridation as a policy prior to any public input whatsoever. Again, the public has been totally excluded from this process.
Kaminsky's group cites the potential dangers of contaminants in fluoride, such as arsenic and lead, environmental concerns, and the question of whether low-income children will benefit from wholesale water fluoridation.
The real issue right here is access to dental care. You know, we have programs in place, for example, in Portland Public Schools. The children can get fluoride tablets. I know my own dentist sells 6 months of fluoride tablets for $5. And if people, you know, they have the option, but once you put it in the drinking water, you don't have the option.
Some major state players advocate for the use of the mineral to fight tooth decay, including the Oregon Health Authority and the Oregon Dental Association. In a letter to Portland residents, Mayor Adams says the city would fluoridate water at 7 parts per million, the low end of the national recommendation. Clean Water Portland plans an initiative for the May 2014 ballot, but Kaminsky says one commissioner has pledged fluoridation will begin before that. I'm Tiffany Eckert, reporting.